You buy a pair of socks, that's two socks. You buy a pair of Bombas socks, that's four socks. Because one purchased is one donated. Socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters. So when you buy a pair of super comfortable Bombas socks, you're also donating a pair. Bombas customers have powered over 150 million donations. So Bombas would like to thank you 150 million times. But we only have like 30 seconds. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code WONDERY for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Wondery and use code WONDERY at checkout.
Take Todd and Tyler wherever you go with the Todd and Tyler app.
Stream live.
Get podcasts and more.
It's free in your app store.
So download it now.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So there's a lady named Carol Kay, and she's listed as a legendary studio musician, a bassist. And she's turning down her induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because they called the group she was with the Wrecking Crew.
Oh, okay.
And she's insulted by that name and has been pissed off for a really long time, apparently. I saw the documentary, and I must not have been paying attention, but a lot of these musicians really didn't like the name The Wrecking Crew. What? I was never a wrecker at all. That's a terrible, insulting name, she writes.
Why is it insulting? I'm not.
Well, they haven't wrecked the music. They helped the music. So, yeah. Well, first of all, it's the Music Hall of Fame. I refuse to even call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame anymore, but whatever. So she's...
Die on that hill.
Yeah. I am, yeah. Because it's not rock and roll. Yeah. Most of it's not. It's just regular music, you know. It's not all rock.
She also made headlines, and I missed this, in 2020 for slamming the TV series The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel for introducing a character loosely based on her.
She just sounds like an old bitch.
Yeah,
right?
I watched that show. I'm trying to. Right.
In an interview with the New York Post, she said, a lot of people are saying, that must be you. I love it. But I am not a cartoon, and my life is not a joke. Nobody contacted me. I didn't get a thing. I thought it was pretty
she's
bad.
Fun. Yeah,
kind of like slander. Don't get me wrong. I have a sense of humor, but I'm a professional. This is like a put-down to me. She's a bitch.
If you have to say you have a sense of humor, you don't.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't. That's always been
Now, the other people that turned down, and you know, they
I'm not a prude. No, if you say that, you are.
Right. Dolly Parton was going to turn down the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Because she's not a rock artist.
Yeah, well, and then they said, well,
then she ended up accepting it.
Right. Did that, well, because they told her, well, you're going in anyway. Yeah. Whether you
Plus
show
they
up
said,
or not.
Don't worry, we put a lot of non-rock people in here. That's what they should have said.
And the other guy that didn't show was Johnny Rotten. Which, by the way.
Because
the rest of the band showed up.
That is the most punk rock name ever. If punk ever makes a comeback, he will never top Johnny Rotten as
well,
a
also,
punk name.
Punk was against that kind of stuff.
Right.
So he did the right thing by not showing up.
Yeah, that would have been not punk for him to show up.
Yeah. But she just sounded like a... She's quite fun to hang out with, huh?
She's been unhappy for a long time.
Probably. I'm sure so's her husband.
Right. Like since the 60s.
Right.
But, you know, we just lost with Brian Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was on the Pet Sounds.
Yeah.
Lottler is a...
Oh, yeah, she's amazing. She
wrecking
plays
crew
all
guys.
Stuff. Cool, man, yeah.
Why do you call it Pet Sounds?
Yeah, I'm not a pet.
Right.
Man, what about you?
You call me a dog? No.
You're crazy old bitch.
It looks like she played on a few Beach Boys records.
What was her name?
Monkees.
Carol Kay.
Carol Kay. Simon Garfunkel, Glenn Campbell on Wichita Lineman.
Diana Ross, Buffalo Springfield, Joe Cocker.
Elvis.
She looks pissed.
He played on Feeling All Right by Joe Cocker.
Ray Charles.
Hey, do you think grandmas that wear transition lenses are generally more pissed than grandmas that don't?
I think anybody that wears transition lenses.
Yeah. TV themes of Mission Impossible, Hawaii 5-0, Brady Bunch, when the TV
show.
She can
wail, man. Huh?
She has a really impressive discography.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she has played with everybody.
But she should have gotten to talk to somebody years ago.
Yeah, that go.
Right, about 50 years ago.
This lady's talked to somebody about drinking. This is a Michigan woman going back to prison after her ninth DUI, or OWI, they call it there, I guess, in Hawaii. What's OWI?
Operating while intoxicated.
Operating while intoxicated, yeah. She looks like she's drunk. She's got that drunk face. Right? But 9 DUIs, you know.
What's the world record?
She faces a sentence of a minimum of 3 to 10 years. So some of her DUIs must have went off the record. You know, sometimes they go away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
record for the most DUI convictions by one person is held by Jerry Zeller,
who was nicknamed Mr. DUI and is rumored to have had over 30 DUI arrests. Good. According to the law, another individual...
Well, when they take away people's licenses, it doesn't mean anything because they just drive anyway.
They just keep on driving.
Yeah. Right, right.
You've got to lock them. You've got to lock them up to prevent them from driving.
Another
guy, how long is she facing?
Wallace Bowers, and from Wisconsin, 18 OWI convictions.
Not enough to win the title of Mr. DUI.
No.
30. How do you not end up in jail forever?
Well, you do, but they don't want to keep people in jail forever. If they didn't kill anybody, that's the key.
That's
they don't,
the thing, though.
They don't put you in jail forever because you didn't kill anybody.
Because eventually you will.
But, I know that. I'm not saying you shouldn't be in jail. I'm saying that jails are full and they don't do it. You know?
I assume Mr. DUI didn't kill anybody.
This lady has plea bargained.
Of course you didn't.
Plea bargained down to a minimum of 3 years, 10 months behind jail, and a maximum of 7.5. I would guess that the final number will be the judge's discretion.
No.
But she's looking, three to seven for driving drunk.
She'll be climbing the walls.
Well, the reason is, too,
drinking that prison wine.
They date back to 2002, so you're right. Some of the older ones probably go away, so they don't have to put her away for longer, although she's still going away for a while, looks like, right?
In between jail and prison stints, racked up 4 OWI charges between 2002 and 2008. So in a six-year period, she was either in prison or driving drunk.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yep, she looks like she's pissed off.
Pulled over in 2012 for her fifth OWI, got 16 months in prison there.
I'm sure she got somebody's knocked down to reckless driving. How about in there?
Probably.
Probably.
She doesn't look as pissed as Carol Kay.
No, I haven't looked at that girl yet, all right?
Caught again in 2014 and 2017, sent back to prison, released in 2020, arrested 38 days later for her eighth OWI charge.
She learned her lesson.
Released from prison again last July and now has been picked up for her ninth OWI.
And here's the deal with that. She was caught 9 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it would probably be easier to keep track of the times.
Most people drove drunk their whole lives and haven't been caught.
She probably drove drunk more than she drove sober.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
If you get caught that often.
Right.
You don't get caught that often without being a championship level alcoholic
and a bad driver too.
Well, yeah,
she can't stay in the lines, even slightly buzzed. I'm sure, you know.
I don't think slightly buzzed is the way she operates.
No, not at all. And buzz drink. What was that? What was the thing I saw? What was that sound? It wasn't buzz drinking? Oh, buzzard drinking.
Buzzard.
What I mess up?
Buzz.
Oh yeah,
buzz drinking driving, is drunk driving.
That's what it's post. Oh yeah, I said buzz drinking is drunk driving.
Right. Yeah. On one of those days when you're already hammered during the show.
That's right. I was drunk already.
Look at the more of this.
I have to drive to work, so I can get drunk anytime.
Caltech. They were Division III.
Okay.
And a 310-game conference losing streak.
That is so brutal.
Wow.
Isn't it?
Because you would think, well, first of all, they were dressing kids that didn't play sports. I mean, why would they even have a damn team?
Yeah, why
even have a basketball team?
Well, you got to win one sometime.
Because even D3 basketball is good basketball. It's tough to play any level of college basketball. Mm. So that's why they lost every game. They were playing people that actually played the game. And like what Burns said, a bunch of Indians and Asian dudes never played the game. And if they did, they weren't any good at it. Yeah. Because It ain't like a team lost for 3 straight decades that were in it. We missed that one. They just must have got their ass beat every time. Yeah. Have they won anything since they won that last one, Todd?
I'm not seeing anything.
Nick, you're pissed off the Huskers can't win. Come on. Imagine being fans of these guys. All right.
No.
Yeah, well, nobody really is.
I was going to call you yesterday, Nick. Big Ten Network was showing Illinois coming back and beating the Huskers in overtime from December last year. Yeah.
No, thanks for not calling.
Well, you're probably around the house. I was going to tell you to watch it. You know?
Really? I probably would have even remembered how that game ended. I'd be like, maybe they'll win. And like,
I didn't know either.
Little June football gut punch.
They lost in overtime in December last year. I don't even remember that game.
That tracks.
I know.
I think I vaguely remember that being, having
that was a home game too, wasn't
having it? A sense of happiness at the end, going, "Hey, look at that."
And Bickham's an Illinois guy. He probably really loved that game. Yeah,
I think he went to that game.
It must have been a good game because that's why they showed the Big Ten Network. It was overtime. It was overtime, yeah. How'd that game
end? And that's when, I don't know if there's any point when if the Huskers get into overtime where I will feel good about it. Just based off of the track record over the past however many years.
Yeah, well.
Like, well,
you'll turn that around.
There we go.
Both teams
get the ball.
Yep.
It doesn't seem to matter.
And college overtime is still the dumbest thing ever.
It is dumb. I hate it.
It's not the same game.
No.
It's not football. It's
not
football.
At all.
It's just shooting on goal, you know.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Right? It's penalty kicks, basically.
Yeah. It's a shootout.
Mm-hmm. Well, then some of them will go to what? They'll be like, oh, 7 overtimes. Like, is that even fun?
And you know what I hate the most about those things? And we're all judged for some football, so we're back in the football.
You know where it's fun is when you bet on a player's statistics.
Yeah.
Or you pick on player's statistics.
Yeah.
If they go into 7 overtimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The receiver, yeah.
Right, take the over.
Quarterbacks get a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah. The running back might get a few more yards.
What I hate about college overtime, we all hate it, is that when they do go 6 or 7 and the score ends up being 72 to 68 or something like that, and then all day they'll report on it like that's just the score.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll go, oh, can you believe that? No. The game was 30-28 before it ended.
Right.
And then, well, it was 30-30 at the ending, I should say that. And they kept scoring. I'm thinking, nobody mentions, well, you know, the reason it was 70-68 was because, because
they played an extra hour.
It was 35-32 at the end of regulation.
Right, but they just.
I guess it'd have to be tied at the end of regulation.
It's a pet
35 all.
Generally, it is.
It's a pet
for them to go to overtime.
I had it wrong, too. They go over to overtime, it was 30-28. The team with 30 was pissed.
What?
Welcome to Friday.
Yeah, welcome to Friday. Damn it. All right. Longest day of the year, too, by the way.
And
feels like it.
Hottest day of the year all over the empire. Looks like, the Western.
All over the empire?
The Western U.S. looks like the place to go. Glacier National Park, if you want to escape the heat.
Stay inside this weekend.
What is the nearest major airport to Glacier National Park? Probably Spokane.
Oh, man.
Oh, I was going to say Billings or Bozeman or something.
Oh, I got sunny and 80 all day. Sorry, guys.
Boring.
Yeah, I know.
Say hi to the ducks and the squirrel.
I will.
It's perfect cannonball weather.
They like vodka too, by the way.
Well, the weather we're getting
actually, the vodka killed that one duck. Sorry about
Midwest
that.
Midwest is moving east.
Oops.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be hot next week. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.